got David Smith on the line. He's in the courtroom in Pretoria. What's the atmosphere like there, David?
There's a real electricity in the air. More than 100 people crammed into a red brick courtroom. There are lawyers with big files and sheets of paper and briefcases. Lots of court officials sitting around, police wearing black jackets, and dozens of journalists, TV cameras and photographers. It was a massive media scrum to try and get in here. Really sort of dozens of people gathered outside, possibly reminiscent of old-fashioned trials. I sort of said to someone, I guess this is what it was like in the 1920s or 30s America when someone like Al Capone was on trial. Really sort of people pushing and shoving. And, there was a police line, which in the end, the only way I could get in was sort of brute force pushing my way through. Another reporter very inventively burst into tears to really make them feel guilty, and that worked as well. So all pretty chaotic, but we're sort of inside now and awaiting for Oscar Pistorius' appearance.
And his family are there, are they?
Yes, I can see his father and brother again sitting on the front row of the public gallery as they did last Friday. On the second row, I can see Stuart Higgins, the former editor of The Sun, who has been brought in to help with the public relations operation for the Pistorius family. I'm sure other family members here too.
Is there anyone there from Reva Steenkamp's family?
I don't know, but I think it's extremely unlikely. She's actually going to be cremated today at a private funeral several hundred miles from here in Port Elizabeth. I feel pretty certain that all the family members would be there for that. And as far as I know, there were no family members here last Friday either for the hearing. They seem to be steering clear of the court hearing so far. Whether they come out in force if and when Oscar Pistorius stands trial is of course another matter, and we'll await to see that.
Today's the bail hearing is set for 2 days. That seems like quite a long time for a bail hearing. Will it last all day today and all day tomorrow, or what impression do you get?
Impossible to say. Having covered past South African court cases, I know from experience that this morning the magistrates could walk in and within 5 minutes the whole thing will be adjourned due to some kind of technicality or some kind of legal argument. Or it's equally possible that the full 2 days will be used because the system can move slowly here and does get sidetracked by all sorts of legal issues. It's really sort of hard to predict, and even now as I speak, we're sort of in we're running late. It was due to have started already, very hard to say. But I think there will be some substance to it. People have talked about it as being a trial within a trial over these 2 days, where the defence will make their argument that the offence should not be the most serious, and that there is grounds for bail, and he is not a flight risk and not a threat to members of the public. But we can also expect to hear the prosecution's case for the first time, and maybe at least some of the evidence that has been collected, and just the reasons why they are pushing not only for murder but a charge of premeditated murder.
Okay, David Smith, thank you very much.